If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And we get to have a sleepover every night. Oh, it's going to be a funny hour. We get to have a sleepover every night, but every week we invite you to join us. So thanks for staying up. Hello, darling.
Hello, honey.
The queen of my queen, the king of my king.
Thank you. The Santa of my Christmas.
Someone that's not like internet savvy at all, my friend Callie, called me king.
I love that.
Just like, what are you up to today, king? Like, and it stuck with me so much.
I love it. It's good.
It was just sweet.
It was sweet.
Hi.
It's like the cooler version of daddy.
King is just like, because you can be a respectful king.
You can be a short king.
You can be a short king. King is strong.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's a word that
typically is reserved for
not the vibe.
Males.
Yeah. And now we've kind of reclaimed it.
Yeah.
The gays and the girlies.
Yeah, we're like, no. You're not a king, I'm a king.
I love that. Well,
I love it too. Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Thanks for staying up with us, y'all.
It's been a doozy.
It's been a fucking doozy. We have had the week of all weeks.
If you follow us on socials, you probably already know. But we had a crazy day Monday. Should we just drop the big bomb right now? Or should we set the whole scene?
We're going to set the scene. But before we set the scene, I would like to give a special shout out to a few folks that left us 5-star reviews.
Oh, that's nice. Hey,
your
guys.
Names are Kate High, Lawrence 9, DeCuffa Dandy, Watt 023, and Lawrence 888888. To you, I'd like to say thank you.
Thank you.
I'd also like to say we went in really hard on Becca 4199 when she gave us a 4-star review.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Becca.
But I have since gotten a DM from Becca 4199 herself.
Shut up.
That said her finger did indeed slip. She did not mean to give us a 4-star review.
Oh my God, Becca, delete it. Take it back.
I don't know that you can. But the DM
was
important.
It was a finger slip? I don't know. Do we believe it?
I believe that. Mm. And then her girlfriend also left a review.
Oh.
And she said she made her girlfriend, or I don't know if made her, but like her girlfriend had to download the podcast app to leave a review, a 5-star review on her behalf.
Try to like balance it out.
So listen.
Becca, we forgive you. We love you, Becca.
Becca 4199, we forgive you. We love you. Final reminder that we are donating $1 for every review.
Today's
that we
the last
get.
Day, actually. Yeah. So by the time you're hearing this podcast, we shouldn't tell them that because we want them to review. We should lie.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we do it through December?
No.
Oh.
Urgency, baby. November. Right. Don't. Sorry. Not doing it
you're
through
right,
December.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Anyway.
I'm excited.
We're not fishing for reviews, but we are you know that
that's
it really
exactly what we're
that
doing.
It really matters. And you know, we're trying to make a living out of this. So
are we?
I don't know. I feel lost.
Honey,
in
we haven't
mind.
Made a dime.
We haven't made a single fucking dime.
But you know, we're having fun.
We haven't made a single fucking dime.
We just decorated for Christmas tonight, and our house looks so cozy and cheery. I almost want to like go film this in the living room so you guys can see. It's so
it's kind of like cute. Did we go overboard?
No. What?
I think it's my Where? View right now. There's lights pouring out of every corner
just a Christmas
of the
tree.
Home.
All you can see is a what?
No, I'm seeing this. I'm seeing that. I'm seeing the light behind you. That's
light
not even a Christmas
always
light.
There.
Yeah, maybe I'm just Karen. Seeing everything okay. in a new way.
Bah humbug. Jesus.
No, it was sweet. I love going to pick out a Christmas tree with you. It feels very... it feels very like if I was in a movie and I was like knocked unconscious...
Huh?
Like, just bear with me.
Okay.
Say you're in a movie, okay. right?
A minute.
And, like, your life is going a certain way. Mm-hmm. And then, like, ooh, bing, boom, bop, you get hit with a car or something, Whoa. Right? But you're not dead.
Okay.
But your life flashes before your eyes with, like, your dream life.
Mm-hmm.
A scene that I imagine seeing would be you and I Christmas shopping.
Babe.
Or Christmas tree shopping.
That's cute.
And being like, this one, Douglas fir. Oh, Balsam. Whatever. But you know what I mean? And then I would come to,
mm-hmm.
and it would have been like 4 years. And I've been like, I got to find that girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how it feels when we go Christmas tree shopping.
I love Christmas tree shopping with you. We did something kind of really special this year. So Taryn's friend texted her and he's with his fiance's family right now. And they went Christmas tree shopping and he was like, we just did the most Taryn Arnold thing ever. So every year his fiance's family goes Christmas tree shopping, but they don't look for the most luscious, beautiful, perfect Christmas tree. They look for the one a little wonky, a little thinner than others, a little straggly,
Sweetest.
A little wonky, and they give it a good home. And instantly we're like, that is so cute. We have to steal that tradition.
So we did.
Which was honestly at first a little against my nature. The Christmas tree is the one thing that I'm like, it has to be perfect.
Yeah.
The lights have to be perfect. The ornaments have to be perfectly placed and spaced out and all the stuff. But it felt so special. It almost felt like getting rescue dog first. Like adopt, don't chop.
Rescued a Christmas tree.
We rescued a Christmas. No one would have wanted this Christmas tree, but we wanted it.
Like we're overselling it.
You know
it's
what?
Not this like.
I bet I can turn my computer. If you guys are watching the episode,
there you
oh.
go. There
oh,
she
no.
is.
It looks stunning.
She's so cute. She looks like she's got a little
she's
something.
A little
she's a. Is it a she or he to you?
She.
I actually felt
Everything
like
good
it was...
and beautiful is a she.
That's nice.
Except for every dog's a he, so never mind.
Yeah. Also, all bugs are he's.
All bugs. Of course.
Not even a ladybug is a she to me.
No. All bugs are he's. That's like a new trend. You know how the TikTok trend of like things that are just for the girls and people be like saying ew. Taking baths. It's so funny. We should do like what are things that are just always boys because they're gross.
I used to have like a weird little... Have I told you about my crayons?
No.
Growing up?
Yes.
For the listeners to get to know me a little better. I used to like assign personalities to the 4 crayon box that you would get when you would eat out as a kid.
I love that.
So like the blue, red, yellow, and green.
Mm-hmm.
And the blue and the red, the blue and the green were boys and the red and the yellow were girls.
They're basically just M&M's. Oh, no,
basically
M&M's a girl.
Yeah.
She's like the sexy.
No.
Yeah.
No, the yellow one, Eminem, is a sexy girl.
Oh. No.
That is disgusting that we're having this conversation. That yellow piece of chocolate is a sexy girl.
Okay, you keep telling me, I'm looking them up.
But I would make the blue crayon was the coolest crayon.
The blue? Of course.
It was like, that's how what I saw myself as.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't really make sense, but it doesn't matter.
I get that.
Like, the blue was like so cool. It was kind of, blue reminded me of Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
Okay, so blue was Arnold.
Okay.
Green was Gerald.
Yeah.
In my head.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Then it breaks when it goes to the girl crayons, but the red and the yellow was like, kind of like Phoebe in that show.
Yeah, I get that.
Where like Gerald and her were always vibing.
Yeah.
And then there was a little red crayon who was sassy. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's what's her head.
Helga. Helga G. Pataki. You were just equating them to Hey Arnold, honey.
Whatever. But because it was cute.
For reference, Eminem's yellow one is the tall, like, dopey guy, the main guy.
Who's the hottie girl?
And the green, like I said.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
So the red and the yellow are the main guys. And then there's the blue guy who's, like, very similar to the yellow, but, like, a little dopier eyes.
Okay.
The orange looks scared. I don't know who he is. The brown one's, like, this, like, sassy woman. Like, kind of reminds me of Your Light, Mike Wazowski, that girl. And then the green is, like, the hottie.
Love that.
Just so you know, for your reference.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
To Eminem history and the crayons and how they fuck.
Oh, my God.
I used to make them. I used to, like, think that they were. Yeah, it's fine.
Your crayons or your M&Ms?
My crayons.
Were fucking?
Yeah, dude. The green and the yellow were sneaking around the corner.
How, like...
And then they would...
What were the visuals? Was it, like, a 69 situation?
I don't remember, but it was something. I think I might have colored on top of each other.
Hot.
Which is honestly beautiful if you think about it. A melding of the skin.
Yeah, just mix all the bodily fluids.
Y'all, thanks for listening. We're very happy that our last episode, 10 Things I Hate About You, really... It helped.
Oh, wait. Before we talk about that, I have to retract a statement I made last episode that I did not realize that I said. So I was talking about my bachelorette trip and we went to the guy's winery and I said he was from New Zealand. And I said, just like my best friends, Amy and Simone's families are from New Zealand. I don't know why I said New Zealand. I actually, for the longest time, struggled saying the words New Zealand.
How would you say it?
It's not... I would just like...
New Zealand.
No, I said New Zealand.
My accent. It's so really crazy. I used to always say New Zealand.
I'm like, I really want to go to New Zealand. I did not mean to
We're
say
not going
to
come back from this.
Yeah, I'm crying. I meant to say South Africa. I know where my friends' families are from. I didn't realize I said it. They were so mad at me.
I know. We got texts up the wazoo.
Maybe it was a test because I wanted to make sure my friends really listen. And guess what? They do.
Yeah. Honestly, vibes.
Amy, Sam, I love you guys. Did I even say it right this time? Now I want to play it back.
It doesn't matter. They're from somewhere else. It's not America. And it's not New Zealand.
And they're both actually Australian, so shut up.
But what was really interesting about this last episode is that y'all basically all said...
Samesies.
Samesies, but also like, I'm the Taryn in the cleaning situation. I'm the Cammy in the cleaning situation.
It was really cute. My favorite message I got was somebody saying, I'm... the Taryn in the relationship and hearing you explain it made it click. I think sometimes hearing an argument, not from your significant other, some like an outside source being like, this is how I feel. And you kind of take your emotion out of it because they had nothing to do with our relationship.
Yeah.
They were able to understand their partner by hearing me and vice versa for the people who are like me and couldn't understand Taryn. So I'm like, maybe I just need to listen to the podcast and pretend it's not us.
That's why in debate school, you often have to debate the other side.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love
to. We should try that one time. Something that we disagree about and we should try to debate.
Oh my God.
I wish there was something.
Taryn loves to just find new ways for us to argue. Yeah. She's like, you know, it'd be fun if we just like fought to the death. Like, would it, babe? Can we just live in peace for fucking seconds.
You don't. You are causing something.
Like, you know, it'd be so kooky and silly. Baby. Tell me 10 things you hate about me, and then I'm gonna yell at you. Oh wait, we already did that.
What do you mean I'm gonna yell at you?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh, no. Don't you dare. I'm not hugging you this episode.
Okay. Wow. This should be called, quote, I'm not hugging you this episode. People can figure out what the fuck brought us there.
Oh.
Babe, tell them what's going on in our life and why God, why guys. We're in this mindset.
Okay, that you know is what?
Clearly shattered.
I know you don't agree with this, but I'm starting with the spoiler. I'm just sharing this.
Don't.
Yes, I think the ball drop is more impactful to be like, this happened, and then we give the story about it.
I don't agree, but I love you.
Anyway. Too bad I'm doing it. Guys, our fucking wedding venue canceled. Our wedding venue canceled.
Which doesn't sound like it's that wild
until you realize. We are 3 months out.
Okay. She really scooped it again.
This is my story, bitch. Kidding, go ahead.
No, no, please. There's nothing else.
It is shocking. It's the first thing we figured out besides our wedding planner. And going into wedding planning, Taryn was really stressed out, like instantly.
What is this?
No, it's true, babe.
I mean, I was stressed, but...
No, instantly going into wedding planning, I think you got super overwhelmed at first. And you're like, yeah. I will feel better once we pick our wedding planners and our venue. Those were the two things and our date.
Well, because you guys, that's like being like, I'm going to throw a party for 200 people. You want to know where it's going to be.
No,
the
you're,
second honey, you're I'm like, judging you, you're so delivered.
Right. You're so right. I totally agree Thank with you. You.
Would you say what you just said louder?
You are so right. Thank you. No, I totally agree with you. And those are the first three things that you have to do when planning a wedding. And we did it so early on. Like, we got engaged last November, and I think we picked our venue by the end of the year or January. Like, immediately
we
picked our
venue. It's been almost a year. We visited it, like, three times.
So early on. So here is how our Monday went. We had our engagement photos, and they were kind of somewhere in between San Diego and Palm Springs. Like, they're out in the desert, middle of nowhere. And I wanted to surprise Taryn and rent this, like, cute old vintage car for the photos and surprise her. I did not know that Taryn was planning on working in the car on the way there, and her car has Wi-Fi, and this vintage car had nothing.
When we say nothing, we mean
not no radio.
Stop.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Doing that.
I thought you didn't know the words. I'm trying to help you.
I'm just going to turn my mic off.
No, no, no. Go, baby. Go.
Like, you know, a vintage car. It's like, you don't know what it's going to have. And then this one didn't even have a radio.
It didn't have a radio?
It didn't. Like, it had the Bluetooth thing, and then the guy couldn't get it to work, and then... The radio, the antenna was fucked.
Yeah.
And so we were on a, kid you not.
4 hour.
Three.
Well, we left at 11. So we left the house at 11:30. We had to go the opposite way. No, I think this matters. We had to go opposite way.
This is how upset we are by the details of our last 3 days. Well, here's the
thing. I hate being late. Well, I just hate it. And I hate flaking on people. Our photographer, Asha, bless your soul. You are amazing. We had to cancel on her twice, basically. I mean, the first time we kind of both decided, second time we canceled. And we were supposed to meet at 3. She's like, as long as we're there by 3 for the lighting. So I'm like panicked in the morning. We're running around. We're getting ready. We're figuring out our outfits. We have nothing prepared because the day before, Taryn accidentally got wasted.
Oh my God. Our days lasted much longer than I realized. You guys, I got wasted on Sunday.
Accidentally.
Accidentally. It was football Sunday.
It was so funny.
We went on a really long walk. We went to our neighborhood bar. And I was just absolutely vibing.
Yeah, we were just vibing out.
We had multiple drinks. It was lovely. Then it was like that moment where you're like, do I keep going or do I not?
She kept going.
And I did keep going because there was a couple next to me that had a complicated relationship. She and I could hear them talking about it. And I wanted the tea so bad that I just wanted to stay at the bar and keep drinking.
Yeah.
And that I did to the point where I threw up, you guys.
That day, not next day, not later that night.
I went home and threw up. I've probably thrown up from drinking 4 times in my life.
It was really sad. You were so sad about it too.
I was so sad. I hate throwing up. It was bad. And I hate throwing up from drinking.
Mm-hmm. And my whole plans for Sunday were to get everything prepared for the shoot so that Monday morning we weren't rushed. Monday we wake up, we are so unprepared. It's horrible.
I have to make a presentation to my whole company.
Taryn has like the most important meeting of her work. And not just that, but you were like prepping for it. It was crazy. So Taryn couldn't even like start getting ready until like 30 minutes before I have to leave. I'm doing her makeup. She didn't have time to shower, so I'm like trying to curl her hair to get her curls back in. We're stressed. We get out of here at 11:30.
I would also like to add that the presentation that I gave to my company was not like a quick, I'm just going to do a little chit-chat.
No, it was important.
It summarized the work that I had done for the last 5 months.
It was so important.
And I was basically saying like, hey, here's what our new brand looks like. So it wasn't a small thing. I was extremely focused. I was pretty stressed about it. And then I had my Sunday and then this day happened and I'm like, okay, Cami rented a car and we're going to go get our pictures taken. And I hate getting my picture taken. So that,
as do
I roll my eyes when Cami says that because
yeah, that's not fair.
It's not fair.
Say how I feel.
I'm not saying how you feel. I didn't even say how you felt.
Yeah, but you shouldn't roll your eyes at me being like, I hate my picture taken.
I was just commentating what I did. I'm not saying it's right. And I know it's wrong. Cami, regardless of not liking to get her picture taken, is great in front of a camera. I freeze up. I look like a fucking goober.
Not true.
True. And it's just not fun for me. I understand that it's not fun for you either.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I just really didn't look forward to it.
We went into this day stressed. And I was on a mission to make it fun. I was like, the whole process of wedding planning, I've been on this mission of like, everything should be fun. Nothing should be a stress. We are literally planning a party. This should not, like, why do people freak out about this? All of it should be good and fun. And if it's not, don't do it. Don't do the things that you don't like. With our package of our photographer, she gives free engagement shoot. And we're like, of course we should do this. You get to know the photographer, get a feel for her, get more comfortable in front of her. So I'm like, we have to do this. We are doing this.
Yeah.
We want photographs. We're going to do it. So I rent the car. We're all excited. We pick up the car. This guy is so slow. He's like explaining the most minute things about the car that I will never need to know. Shows me how to move the seat 80 times, tries to get the radio thing working 1,000 times. And I'm like, we're late. It's okay. We don't need the Bluetooth.
I'm on a call on my AirPods, like walking around
the neighborhood.
The neighborhood.
And I'm like, it's okay, sir. Like, I appreciate it, but the Bluetooth is fine. We'll live. We don't need it. And like for 30 minutes, he's still trying to fix Bluetooth. So we're late. As we leave here, we are going to get to the location 30 minutes late, which is a problem because the sun is setting and we have like 20 minutes to get this shot.
And the shoot is an hour long. Yeah. So us being 30 minutes late.
Yeah. Now we have 30 minutes to get the shot. It's like, okay, shit. So, which not even, I think it was like, we'll have a couple minutes of light and then we'll get the rest without light. So we get in the car, we're driving, we are trying to give good vibes. We're like chatting and we're having a nice time.
And again, there's no music. And I know that sounds ridiculous that I'm focusing on this, but it's not even like no radio music.
Well, the car's loud as hell.
Because there's
holes in the sunroof.
There's holes in the sunroof. It's a convertible, but there's holes in it. So it's like for 3 hours. And then no music. So you're just sat there listening to your thoughts, which nobody is enjoying that. And then any time that we're not listening to our thoughts, we're like, how do you feel driving the car? It's good. The brakes don't respond super well. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I did not say the brakes. I was just like, it's different.
You did. You
said the steering wheel is loose.
Okay. Same vibes. Then I interrupt.
No, we're good bit in. I was vibing at that point. I don't want to act like I was.
So was I, but I was also trying to work from my phone.
Yeah, Taryn's on her phone working, trying to get stuff done. Doesn't have service, is stressed out. People are like asking her stuff. I'm like, the steering wheel's really wide. So I'm like, dee, 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 dee. It was just.
And I check my personal email, which I don't do often during the day because my whole.
Maybe a mistake.
My company's. Whole thing, one thing that we do is like basically email. It's its own email client that is outside of my Gmail. So I never really check my personal email during the day. I pop it open and I see an email titled Kempa Villa, Taryn and Cami. And
she's like, oh my gosh, I've been you great.
No, because I saw the preview text of the email that said, we are reaching out to, and I was like, that's weird. The only emails we've been getting from Kempa for the last 8 months have been receipts.
Yeah.
For our monthly charge. Mm-hmm. This is what the email says from Kempa. As we're driving to our shoot.
No, wait. Tara doesn't read it to me right away. She just goes, oh my God, Kempa canceled.
Oh.
And I went, what? And she went, they canceled. And I was like, are you joking? And she was like, no, they canceled. And we just started laughing. We were like, oh my God.
And I start reading and I said, hello, Taryn and Cammie. We are reaching out to regrettably inform you that we will not be able to host your wedding and any additional events at Kempa Villa. Riverside County has informed us that we are no longer allowed to host events / gatherings over 24 people going forward. Mind you, our wedding is 200 people. Kempa Villa understands that your agreements are for both lodging and your events. If you would like to still lodge with us, we'd be happy to have you and your group. Stay with us. Once we hear from you regarding how you'd like to proceed, we will be able to put together a new lodging-only agreement or cancellation confirmation and process all refunds accordingly. We understand that this is not news that you or we ever wanted to hear, and I am happy to get on the phone with you to discuss further if you would like. My phone number is blah, 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 blah.
Honestly, they need to go suck a big old dick if they think we are going to, like, stay at their lodging and pay to sleep there when they canceled the venue. We're like, oh, no worries. We'll find a new place for our 200-person wedding, but we do want to sleep at your place. What? Like, I get giving us the option, but what?
There are so many shocking things about this, but the two that I will call out is that this is a wedding that was supposed to be in 3 months, which is super, super soon, given any big event and like just trying to plan ahead, but especially like the post COVID wedding boom.
Yeah.
This is so close to the date that it's shocking that they said this. And two, their crisis comms are hysterical.
So bad.
Hysterical.
So
that
bad.
That some dude sat there and typed this message and was like, all right, I'm sending it to the 10 weddings we have coming up. We regrettably have to tell you we will no longer host your wedding. It's like,
it's insane.
There are about 5 days in my life that I plan. No. There's probably one day in my life that I plan to this
much?
Extent.
Yeah.
And it's this.
Yeah, there's no other day you plan like this.
So to be like, sorry, you and your 200 guests are literally SOL.
I'm sorry. Is that in there?
No, they said, I don't think legally. I think that you can't apologize.
Because then it's like taking ownership.
Yeah.
I get that.
So they kind of just said,
I'm just like, if I was on their PR team, I would go, we are devastated by this as much as you. Like, this, we're blindsided, blah, blah, blah. But we have found out they were not very blindsided. It seems like the county has been trying to stop this, that they've been kind of like infringing on some of their laws and that they just kept booking weddings hoping it would work out.
They were getting increasingly more in trouble because we saw weddings where people had parties late into the night there, which
yeah, like
was
after
fine.
Parties there.
And then we heard that everyone had to be off the lot at 10 and we were like, oh, that's so weird. We want to have our after party. And they were like, mm-hmm. Oh no, like you have to be off the lot by 10 now. And then we saw more weddings coming out that were happening there where people were inside at 10,
yeah.
Which they wouldn't even let us do. So it's just, look, no decision like that for a business is fun.
No.
And delivering that news is not fun for anybody ever. That's like delivering the news of layoffs.
Totally.
Everyone will find a way to pick apart what to do.
Yeah.
And how they should have done it.
But there are wrong ways.
But there are wrong ways, and I think this was the wrong way.
But I feel oddly calm about it.
Yeah.
I just feel like this happened for a reason. We're going to find a better place. It wasn't perfect. There were, like, we hated that we couldn't have the after party there. We kept saying, ideally, we would just have a wedding that goes later. We don't want to have a separate location after party, but we decided we would. We were going to have it at the hotel where our room block is, and then we could do that till 2 a.m. I feel like we're going to find a spot we already have a lead on that we can get everything we want. I truly, truly feel like this all happened for the best. I'm not going to say I feel relief. That would be a stretch.
Yeah, but I don't feel relief.
I feel okay. I feel like it's going to work out. It's going to be okay. It's either going to cancel out and it's going to be like neither here nor there and it's fine, or it's going to be better wherever we go. I just feel good. Like I don't know. I will not allow myself to stress out a party. Yeah. We are having a party. This is not a family illness. This is not a layoff. There's so many bad things that you and I throughout our marriage are going to have to deal with together.
Yeah.
That warrant us crying, laying in bed, throwing a tantrum, feeling sick over. But this is not one of them.
It kind of reminds me of when, like, you know, a teenager is like going through something and it seems like the biggest thing of their entire life. And you being 30, 32, whatever, mm-hmm. can look back and be like, that really sucks. I understand to you that that is like the end of the world. Overwhelming.
Yeah.
But it's also not.
Yeah.
That's how I feel the future me is probably looking at this situation and being like, remember that stupid villa that you guys thought you were going to get married at that was 1/10 of what you actually wanted?
Yeah.
And that you freaked out about it for a week. And
silly, yada, silly girl. Yada.
So.
It's all perspective.
In it, I'm super stressed out about it.
Fair.
The way I described it to a friend, one of my best friends texted me today and was like, mental health check about the venue. How are you feeling? And I was like, I'm not stressed about the venue. I'm stressed to have another thing to stress about.
Mm. Fair.
Where I love a checklist. I love a to-do list. I love knocking things off.
Checked it off.
And this was checked off. And it was like
the biggest
40% of the battle.
Yeah.
And so I'm so annoyed that that has come back into the picture.
Totally fair.
But if I'm being honest with you,
I would love that.
Kempa felt something felt off.
Yeah. I love that you're saying that. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if it felt off to me, but you saying that, I'm like, yeah, it did. Bad vibes. That fucking place.
No. Not even bad vibes. But I just felt like it never was. It never felt like it was ours.
Like we, it was going to happen.
It was like Lego pieces that like kind of click together, but you're like, this is not going to hold up.
Mm-hmm. I felt like
but
in
no
my
one else
head,
would know that.
If there's anyone who believes it, and I'm not saying I believe in this. I don't know what I believe in. But if there's anyone who thinks that time is not linear and it's like we experience all of the things all at once and it's like you've already experienced the things you've experienced, whatever, you know, that whole concept.
Yeah.
If there's evidence for that, this might be one of them. I didn't feel off about it. In the moment, I felt good, but it's almost like I already knew this happened. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
there was a future me who was in
that's current. You being omniscient, baby. That's a God quality right there.
I stop relating my spirituality to always being God related.
Just saying.
I'm agnostic.
No, but I am just saying that's.
But I just feel like potentially, like I've always felt a little bit psychic. Maybe it's a Pisces in me.
Everyone feels a little psychic.
Not everyone feels psychic. Not to the level that I have and I do and that other Pisces
I knew you
do.
Felt that.
Shut up. But I just think it felt good when we were there. I loved it. But you know what? I feel like maybe anyone could say that about planning their wedding. It feels so surreal. It almost doesn't feel real. So maybe it was that energy. I don't know. But I do agree. It didn't feel like we were ever going to get to the point where that wedding actually happened there.
Yeah. I also think there's some level of like, when's the last time you felt 100% sure about anything? Like 100%.
So I felt 100% like, sure that you were meant to be in my life. I wrote you that letter.
Same.
Right before we officially started dating. And I said, like, I've never felt certain about anything in my life. And I feel certain that I'm meant to know you. I don't know what that capacity is going to be.
That's a great example.
But I knew I was meant to know you and have you in my life.
So you couldn't have 100% put that on how we were supposed to know each other.
Totally.
where it's like, that's how I felt about Kempa. And that's how I feel. The more I grow up, everything becomes that, where I'm like, I will never be 100% certain about anything.
Yeah.
But I will seek whatever it is that I feel pretty certain about and just like play my cards on that.
You just got to be open to the experience. And this camp has served its purpose in our life. It has this experience of like rolling with the punches. I think after we found out they canceled, we had this talk about like, we don't want to worry about this. And the most annoying thing in the world is when you're stressed out or anxious or worrying about something and someone's like, just relax. But there are certain things where you can just relax. Like obviously generalized anxiety comes on and it comes out of nowhere and there's nothing you can do about it. And big life things, like I said, illness, job loss, like some things do warrant actual stress and anxiety. And we decided this is just not one of those things. And I think to your point earlier of like looking back to your younger self, it's all about perception. And this is the most important thing in our lives right now, planning the wedding.
Yeah.
It
is also the oldest we've ever been, the smartest we've ever been.
Yeah.
The most financially stable we've ever been. Like this is us being like basically our peak selves.
But I mean like the wedding is ruling our lives right now. We talk about it. Everyone around us asks us questions about it. You and I talk about it all the time. We spend most of our free time planning little things and checking things off a list and worrying about stuff. So when something this big goes wrong with that, it does feel life altering and life ending, which is so dramatic, but it is in that moment because it is our whole life right now.
Yeah.
Does it annoy you at all that I'm like being so calm about it? Like, are you almost wanting, because sometimes it's nice to like sulk with your partner and be pissed off. And I feel like I've kind of shut that down and not wanted to go there.
I'm not wanting you to sulk with me. That's not the feeling that I'm having. Like, I don't want us to be like, fuck, this sucks. But it worries me that it might not become like an action situation. Like we got very, very lucky that we had someone else that was like, I just got married in Palm Springs at a place just like Kempa Vella. That was 10 times
totally
better. Like, in a, that's what worries me where I'm like, if that didn't happen, would we be, we could not be sitting on our hands right now.
No. And I think it's been really nice. I don't know about you, but I've had so many friends reach out and be like, this must be so, so stressful. What can I do? Like, Amy texted me the day after I told her, I was like, I keep thinking about this. Like, what can I do? And like every one of my bridesmaids had said something. Sim today was like, I sent her the place we found. And she was like, oh, that's actually one of the places my friend sent me.
Oh, so she's been talking to
people. She recommended and she sent me a couple others. Like, I have like everyone I think is holding until I'm like, please send me places. But I feel like so many of my friends already have like 8 suggestions. Everyone wants to jump and help make this happen, which is so sweet. And I think we're going to Palm Springs Friday to go see a new venue that seems very similar to our old venue, maybe even better. I'm going in with an open mind. I'm trying not to get my hopes up. And then I think after that, we either pull the plug and we take it and everything's fine, or the next couple of days are going to be chaos and we have to just like hunker down and find a place this weekend.
And my new thing, Cami alluded to this earlier, but it's something I've been thinking a ton about, is like her saying, okay, if we don't like this place, then we're going to have to hunker down and figure it all out, blah, blah, blah. My brain's like, all right, bitch, buckle up. We got to stress out now. We got to figure this out. We got to get ahead of it. And I've just been thinking a lot about how like you can actually tell parts of your brain, like, I don't feel like we do need to worry about this yet, because it literally does nothing. And obviously that's not a new thought, but I have to remind myself of that constantly. One thing my therapist told me many moons ago that sticks with me is like, you can treat your anxiety like an intern that is kind of bad at their job, but they're so eager to do a good job. And that's like what anxiety does. It's like, oh my gosh, I think this might hurt you. I think that might hurt you. I think this might be a threat. That
might
be a threat.
It's trying to protect you.
And like, it's doing technically a very good job at being an anxiety inflaming being, but it's being a bad, it's doing a bad job at being like someone that's looking out for you and actually like alerting you to things that are important. Mm-hmm. And you can tell the intern like, yo, thank you.
Relax.
Super. Thank you. You're working really hard and I see it, but I got this covered. You can come to me if something's going to stab me, if something's going to end my life. But for now, that stuff's not too spooky. Mm-hmm. So thank you. And you can take your little paperwork and go elsewhere. And that's one of these things where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take it day by day. Mm-hmm. And see, we'll what, see happens.
I feel good. I think it's going to be great.
I think so too. Out.
We got this, baby.
So anyway,
you know what? If Friday doesn't work out and the new venue doesn't work out, we just turn it into something you love. Like, you love having friends over. Let's invite everyone in our wedding party to come over. Everyone has to bring one venue location.
We'll and put them on a slideshow and be like, which one do we
I pick? Thought you meant host the wedding at our house. And I was like, you would hate that.
I would love that. A little baby wedding at our
home.
No,
with 200 people. We can't uninvite people. We already talked about that.
I'm like, guess we gotta elope.
Maybe do it at my parents.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Just I'm not gonna get just any problems solving. Bridal party and like a couple added friends and closest family. We'd like L&E could cater it.
Baby, we're not doing that. Don't get excited
Capri
about
Capri
this.
Club.
We're not uninviting people.
Yeah, you're right.
You,
that'd be rude.
You and I had that conversation.
That'd be rude.
I'm not
rude.
I'm not
we
like
won't do that.
I'm not making a rule out of nowhere. We said we're not going to scale back now and be like, no, hey, so sorry we lost our venue. Sorry, we can only do 10 people now.
I just think that's the worst thing in the world. Like, I get it. During COVID, I think it was acceptable. It was like unprecedented times. I hate that word.
Hate it. What but is it really, unprecedented? I'm just like,
not.
I know.
Not precedent. It's just unique.
Never done.
Never happened.
Known before.
So it's like, I get it. That was realistic, but like, if we're just having a normal ass wedding and we're like, just kidding, Uncle Bob can't come, would be so bad.
Not you name dropping my Uncle Bob.
You don't have an Uncle Bob.
I'm just kidding. But anyway, we found like, that out on our drive. Then we go and take pictures. It was actually super.
Then we're driving and the car starts
I'm trying to speed up.
Smoking. No, we're not speeding up. It's fine. The car starts smoking. We're panicking. I'm like, call the guy. It's fine. I'm driving. Taryn thinks the car's going to blow up. I'm like, it's not going to blow up. We just might break down. He's like, ah, it's fine. Just some coal leaking on the engine. It'll burn off. And we're like, okay.
He did not sound like that at all.
In my head, he did. And then
he was like, is it a little bit of smoke?
Really?
That's how he was. Yeah, he kind of
sounded
like
so loud.
Like a Russian or something. Oh. Or like Italian or something. He was like, is it a little bit?
I don't know why it went hillbilly in my head.
How much smoke? Okay.
It's fine. I was like, cool. It's fine. It's fine. We kept driving. We finally get there. It's like 3:45 and we're 2 minutes away.
We were supposed to be there at 3.
We're supposed to be at 3, but we immediately before we even left the guy's house at 12:30, text our photographer said we are going to be there at 3:30. So we were technically 15 minutes late. But as we're pulling up, our photographer texts us and is like, we lost the light. And I was like, oh my God, she's going to hate us. But it was magical. If you haven't seen the photos, we posted some to our Instagram. These are the best photos ever. We're the hottest couple in the world. These are stunning. I've never seen anything better.
I don't feel hot. I'll tell you that.
Honey, you look, I'm going to flip the table.
I don't look hot. Cammy was going to say, you look so cute. She always called me cute.
I was not because I've stopped calling you cute because you're like, you know what? Just call me cute. I have removed cute from my vocabulary because you don't receive it the way I'm intending it to be. So I've stopped calling you cute ever, even though you're so fucking cute. I'm not going to tell you you're cute ever again because you're getting upset.
You can call me cute. It's just you need to also say other words.
And I do. All I do is say, you're so sexy, you're so hot, you're so perfect, you're so beautiful. But you choose not to hear those. So I'm
but
done cute,
calling
you
cute. Choose not to hear those. That's what I heard when you said that.
I know you did. No, Taryn looks fucking incredible in every picture. I'm obsessed. And they're just so us. Like,
yeah.
All jokes aside, it's not the hottest, sexiest couple in the world. But they're so us.
Speaking, like, can I just say about the hottest, sexiest in the world?
Yeah.
Cam, today I'm finishing a work call and I just go on my Instagram and I see all these little pictures of her doing this little Victoria's Secret brand deal. And she's in this lingerie.
Tasteful.
It was tasteful, but I am not. And so my brain is like, whoa, my bells are ringing. I'm not okay. I text her immediately, or I respond to her Instagram story. And I'm like, put these in a fucking folder now. Send me all the pictures. To which you replied, what did you say to me?
I don't remember, but I showed you them Sunday and you were not nice about it. So I'm not.
I was not nice. I was ill. If we don't remember, I had thrown up. I was not there. I don't remember you showing me these on Sunday.
I know you don't remember.
So,
but you weren't very nice about it. So I'm feeling a little weird about, I have a plethora of bonus photos that are just meant for your eyes only.
That's what I was getting at. I'm feeling better
about it. You'll get them.
And I'm like, put them in a book, put them in a magazine, change every picture that is framed on our walls.
What does this have to do with our engagement photos?
It doesn't matter. It's just fun to be really attracted to you. That's all I'm trying to say.
I love you. You're so perfect.
Love you.
Anyways. God, stop looking at me. You're making me lose my concentration. Our photos are very us. We're like laughing and playing. Yeah. Stop looking at me. And like giggling, and they're just, oh, it just makes me feel like such a good glimpse into our relationship. It like really captured us even through the stressful day. We literally got there. I didn't have a hairbrush. We didn't get to touch up our makeup. I felt like I looked like crap, and we just started shooting, and our photographer is just so great. It felt so comfortable, and we were just hanging out, and it was like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 minutes.
It was probably 30 minutes. Yeah.
Finished. And I love them. And it just feels so awesome. It made me so excited for our wedding.
I will say too, that like, I hate getting my picture taken, like I said, because I'm focused the whole time on like, you know, you hear all the shit, like put your chin down, but not too down, but then stick out your whatever. And like, you just kind of start looking like you're animatronic at this point. You're just like trying to, you know, I don't know, do what I just did, if you're watching, was rough, and not what you should do. However, it was really nice to be able to like, to look at you in those moments. And like, it sounds so fucking, I feel, I'm like cheesed out at myself. I'm absolutely cringed out at myself.
But no, say it.
It was so nice to like lock eyes with you and be like, okay, you and I are just like, in a desert and having fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to forget that there is someone I just met 10 seconds ago taking pictures of me. And I'm in an outfit that makes me look like a cult leader. And
you love that. And
I didn't love it. Mm, I really didn't. But it worked out in the pictures. It looks nice. But
looks great.
But it was nice to like lock in to something.
Yeah.
But also to you was ideal. Mm-hmm. But it just makes me feel like it's okay to just like zoom in times 10.
Yeah.
If it's going to like help you get through something you don't want to be doing.
Yeah. It was like, I feel like a lot of times when you get your picture taken, you're either like too embarrassed to pose and like try to look at yourself, or you try too hard and it looks unnatural, where we've never taken photos together like that. Like we don't take a lot of photos together.
We don't
take
a lot of pictures.
But we've never had anyone else take our photo. I've been like our parents or someone who were like awkwardly standing there with their arm around each other.
They're like, come on, go stand in front of the tree.
My least favorite pictures I've ever had of me. I'm like, who is that ugly piece of shit? And like, we look like we don't even know each other. They're horrible. We're just not good at those kind of photos.
Nobody is when your parents are like, guys, go stand in front of the wall. You look cute. And you've just had like a filet and she's had like tofu. Then you just go stand there and you're kind of like, no.
But this was just fun because, like, I feel like there was, like, a lot of movement. Like, we were actually just interacting with each other as we would with, like, the thought in our head of, like, okay, there's a person there. Like, I was, like, trying not to laugh too hard where I was, like, full triple chinning it up. But I was, like, focusing on Taryn, and that was really special.
It was sweet.
I really loved it. Like, I loved
having that with you.
I feel safer with you even after all of this time. I feel safer with you having experienced that with you.
That's so cute.
It just felt really like safe.
I love you.
Yeah.
Good.
So anyways, that was our whole debacle. Oh, and then we were driving home and a cop was behind me for like 30 minutes and I wanted to throw up. I was like, I don't have the mental bandwidth to handle you behind me. I'm like, don't even know if the speedometer is accurate on this car.
It was such a day, you guys. It was such a day.
We came home like dead. We left at 11:30, got home at 9.
And the next morning I had to fly to San Francisco for the whole all-day work thing and fly home that night.
We left at 6 and got home at 8:30. It was wild.
It was crazy, y'all.
So we've had a wild week, but literally these are the weeks and the moments where I'm like, yep, I'm making the right decision. This is my person. I'm 100% meant to be with.
Do you still question it?
I've never questioned it. Hmm. Shit, she does.
No, I'm saying.
No, it's okay if you do.
The way that you said, these are the weeks that I'm like, yes, I made the right decision.
No, I've never questioned it.
Makes me think that there are weeks that you don't think that you made the right decision.
Of course you would spin this into like a scary negative.
No, I'm that's an honest question.
I say like this sweet thing and you're like, so you question it sometimes.
I'm not.
Dude. Tell your anxiety to fucking get out of here.
My intern is interning.
Yeah, tell the intern to clock off. It's the holidays. No, but it's like in those moments when I was driving home and I was like, these are the moments where it would have made sense that we would fight 1,000 times today.
Sorry,
or be frustrated or not vibe. And I feel closer to you than I feel really close with you in times of crisis. I feel really safe with you in times of crisis. Like when we fight or we argue, I feel so unsafe and I feel so stressed out and they're over dumb shit.
Yeah.
When shit hits the fan, and I need you, and we need each other, never felt safer in my life. Like, there's no one I would want to go through crazy, hectic, shitty things than with you. And that's one of the ways I know that I want to marry you, because life is going to be hard. Like, we're just getting started. Yes, I know some people listening might be young little teeny boppers, and we're in our early 30s, and that sounds old, but we have marriage, we have kids, we have put our kids
like
through college.
We're like a third done of our life.
So much is going to happen. Like, think about the last few years of our life. Think about like what our parents have gone through in the last couple of years. We don't even know what that's going to look like for us. It's going to be a lot, and I'm sure it's going to be so intense, but I feel like we can kind of do anything, because when life gets really hard, that's when I feel like we power up and team up together, and we're like the football team that performs best under pressure, and like when they're not doing so well, or like Steelers play the Patriots and they like come out of nowhere and just rock them. It's like, that's us. I love you.
I love you, buddy. Can't wait to marry you.
Sorry, we're such saps on these
things. We've had a hard week. We deserve it.
We've had a hard week.
We are going to end the episode on a little listener advice question.
Hit us.
Are you ready?
Hit me.
There's a lot of like added stuff to this email that we are not allowed to share. They give a little like background and talk and stuff. So I'll let you read that after this. However, this is part that I'm allowed to share publicly.
Juicy.
So I'm starting to fancy a girl I know who's in a relationship. I'd say I'm friends with her girlfriend too. I don't know if I should try to distance myself or let myself become closer, knowing I low-key feel some sort of way for one of them. I never get in between a relationship, so wouldn't ever act on it. It's also not that deep. But I don't know whether I should distance myself or not. Thought it might be a relatable question for you both, given your meetings. If anyone listening doesn't know, Tara and I were friends for like 5 years before we started dating. We had both been in multiple relationships during those times, so I think we definitely, there were some feelings there while we were going through these times in our lives and like thought, might like this person. You want to start, baby?
Yeah, I think I might have just like a very cut and dry answer, which is like,
you do.
Absolutely distance yourself. If you know it's not that deep, this is not worth it. It's going to come around if it's going to come around. Don't fuck with someone else's thing. Mm-hmm. right now this person is choosing to be with someone else and not with you, even though that they know you. And that should be, that is enough data to be like, okay, well, regardless of if, even if they fucking loved you, they're still choosing to be with someone else.
Yeah.
And that should be enough, I would hope, for you and your self-respect. So distance yourself. You don't have to like cut them out and be all dramatic and be like, I think I need time. Like, you don't have to do that. You can just start to be like hanging out with them less and getting busier with other friends and like doing other shit than spending time with this person, especially like on their own or even in the couple. Both of it's bad. Just little distance, start to back away, protect yourself, protect them. You don't need to add stress to the situation. That's my advice.
Yeah. I kind of figured you would give kind of like cut and dry. I just don't think life is cut and dry.
But they even said to you, it's not that deep.
So that's what I want to talk about. Because if it wasn't that deep, would you be emailing into a podcast to get advice? I think you might be underestimating or underselling your feelings. Because if it wasn't that deep, like people have had little crushes on friends and been like, whatever, it's fine. I think you wouldn't be asking for advice if it was...
Maybe they're just bored.
Maybe, but I think you do like this person, and it's probably painful to see them with their person. And if you're also friends with that person, you probably enjoy them. I don't think it's fair to be friends with someone and not tell them about your feelings for them, because that's going to cloud your judgment. If you're friends with them and they get in a fight and your friend who you have a crush on comes to you for advice, I don't think you're going to give unbiased advice. And that's not fair to that person. Like, I just don't think that that's right to not disclose that information. I think Taryn and I were really lucky because we lived in different cities, so we weren't that close. Like, we were friends, and like every time I talked to her, loved it. I felt like I never really opened up to people, but when I talked to Taryn, I really did. I enjoyed our friendship so much. And then I would spend Thanksgivings with her family, which was like our fun little tradition. But I literally saw Taryn once a year for most of the years of our friendship.
Yeah.
And then once there were like feelings there, it was very, very clear. And like we got together. So I just don't, like, someone's going to get hurt. Someone's bound to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. You're going to hurt one of your friends if you're actually friends with both of them. Kind of doesn't seem like you're that close with the girl's girlfriend. I don't know.
Wait, so what would your advice be? What would you do then? What would you tell this person to do?
I almost need more context, like how...
But you don't have more context.
I know. I want you to slightly distance yourself because... I also feel like I've been on almost the other side of this, of like a friend liking you and not knowing that. And it like feels icky to not know and like feeling like, oh, this is such a good friend.
But even in that situation, you just would have wished that they would have distanced themselves. I don't think you would have wished that they would have told you that.
No, I do. I think you distance, but like keep them in your orbit and in your life, because maybe there will be a time, and if they're single, you can tell them. Like, I don't think you should disrespect their relationship. And if you feel the need, like if you feel like it's going to weigh on you, tell them, be like, you know what? I just don't feel like it's appropriate to be friends because I think I like you more than a friend. It doesn't feel right. And like, I really respect you and I really respect your relationship, and I would never cross any boundaries, but it feels weird. I just don't think you can be friends with people you have crushes on. It's you're not going to be an unbiased friend, and then that's going to make your person you have a crush on feel like crap. So yeah, I think you kind of stay in their orbit, but a little bit pull away, kind of keep them as like, not an acquaintance, but like keep them as a friend, but they can't be your best friend. You can't be hanging out. Definitely don't hang out with like in a little crew.
And just don't make it a thing. Like, our advice is very similar right now.
Yeah.
It's basically don't make it about you, because it's not about you right now.
And the stars are not aligning for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, Tara and I spent years just being friends and being more on the like acquaintance side of friends, like seeing each other every once in a while, not saying anything to each other, not making it weird, not crossing boundaries. And because of that, and we let it cultivate on its own, We gained experience in our past relationships. Like, I'm so glad we didn't date sooner.
Me too.
I don't think we would have worked out sooner. So maybe that's what you need. And also, like, you're going to have a crush on a million people.
Dude, a crush is not
that serious.
A crush is a dime a dozen. And if...
Also, wait, I want to reiterate. It says, I fancy a girl I know. They didn't say, like, I fancy my best friend. Leave. These people don't need me in your life.
Well, them saying I fancy a girl I know maybe makes me think that they're British or something. And maybe, like, a girl I know is, like, a little different.
Maybe.
Regardless, if you were like, y'all, I'm sick over my friend. I love this girl. We would have such a great life together. I'd be like,
you gotta tell.
I would have a different situation. But for you, the way you so casually wrote this, reminding us it's not that serious, yada, yada.
But are they just protecting themselves?
If you can protect yourself to that extent when you write into a podcast and say this shit, I think that you're not feeling it.
Yeah.
If I was in a situation with you where I was like, shit, I want to be with Cammie so bad, but XYZ, and I was writing that into a podcast, I would lay every little bit of that out on the table. What is there to lose?
And we did.
And we did. You know? And here we are.
And we didn't until we did.
Until we did.
And that was all for a reason.
And then we did. So, and then our venue canceled.
And here we are doing a weekly podcast. But yeah, I wish you the best. I really do think you should give it a little space. But you know what? What's meant to be will be. You will be okay.
It'll be fine.
And I think that wraps up today's podcast, guys. Thanks for staying up with us. Sleep well. We love you.
We love you. And you know what? A lot of y'all listen in the morning. Happy morning if it's those folks.
Happy morning.
If you're going to work. If you're that sounded
like people who say happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
That's an ick of mine when people say happy instead of merry.
What have you done? Another year over.
Woo.
A new one just begun.
Girl, you better sing.
Anyway, love y'all. Thanks for showing up. Next week. Bye.
Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is. And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. And he's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300 and I'm trying to be a savings girly, and I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing, and they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman, and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you know
bedding,
jewelry.
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket, yeah, is from them.
The best, comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.